Pesach in Yerodea, Simon Chin Ein Aleph. Simon Aleph quotes a Rekeach. The Rekeach says, Eishes Koin Shem Uberes, a Eishes Koin who is pregnant, Mitaras Likonis Boil Hames, may enter Doil Hames, because Svek Svekahu, says the Shach, we have a Svek Svekah, Shem Nefelhu, Chas V'Sholem, this child may not survive. And if the child doesn't survive, then obviously you don't have a problem that he became Tamei. And also says the Shach, Hashem in the Kevahu. Maybe this child is in the Keva. And obviously, by in the Keva, there's no Isser of Tuma of a Kohen. The Mepharshim, the Chalkas Yoyev, asks, our Mishnah taught us that a Kohen is only Tamei B'Tamis Mes when he's a day old. So it seems that our Mishnah is teaching us that an Uber never becomes Tamei. And actually, that's what the Gemara says. Because the Pasuk says, Van the Foshes, when the Torah teaches us about the Isser of a Kohen to become Tamei, the Torah used the word Van the Foshes. So we learn from there that only after the child is born is there an issue of Tuma. Furthermore, the Mishnah and Masechta Torah teaches us that the women, the pregnant women, would bring their children to special places in Yerushalayim where there was certainly no Tuma. And there won't be any, and therefore from the moment the child would be born, there would be no question that he was exposed to Tuma. Is Mashma that when does the concern of being exposed to Tuma come? Only after the child is born. Moreover, as we learned in our sugya, and this is a question that the Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Gimel Sifkaton Beis poses, that Tumas Beis Astarim, Tuma Balua, the Gemara discusses at length in our sugyas, are not Tame. So a child in its mother's womb is a Tuma Balua, it's a Tuma's Beis Astarim. So why is that? Why are we concerned about Tuma? Regarding the question that the Magen Avraham asks, so Davni Meluim wants to suggest, the Gemara says in Masechta Yevamos, Daf Ayin Amar Aleph, that one may toivel a pregnant woman for Geiris, and the tefillah will be effective for the mother and for the child. And the mother is not considered a chatzitza between this child that we're trying to convert and the water. Even, explains Davni Meluim, if we hold of the concept of Uber Lav Yerech Imoy, that an Uber is not considered, that an Uber is not considered a part of its mother, still, the place for an Uber is in its mother's womb. And since that's its place, that's why it's not considered a chatzitza. Suggests the Avni Meluim, similarly, regarding the halacha of Tuma Balua, since the child is part of its mother, it cannot be considered Tuma Balua. But that only answers the question about the concern of Tuma Balua. But the other questions that we posed, why does the Shach have to rely on a Svek Sveika, where it's clear in our Gemara that the Tuma of a child only begins after it's born? In fact, the Birkei Yosef quotes the opinion of the Knesset HaGdolah, who says that wives of Kahanim who refuse to go in to a cemetery, he says a very strong word, minig boirisu. It's a minig of Amaratzim. However, Rabbi Choron and Rabbi Chaim Oizer indicate a teretz. They want to say that there are two isurim when we speak about a kohen becoming tamei. One is that a kohen may not become tamei. I forgot regarding that isur. Our Gemara in the sugya we are now learning teaches us that that isur only begins once the child, once the kohen is born. But he says there's another isur that's involved with a kohen being exposed to tumah. He says there's an isur of a kohen exposing himself to tumah. He says the halacha is Shulchan Aruch Yerudei Simon Shin Ayin Sif Aleph that a kohen may not enter into the home of a goyis. So let's think about that halacha, says Rabbi Chanan. This person, unfortunately, is very sick, but he's still alive. So why is the kohen not allowed to enter that house? So I always thought that the reason for this is because since this person is in such a poor state, and we don't know when he could be nifter, and he could be nifter any minute, so therefore, as a precaution, don't let him go into that house. Rabbi Chanan seems to learn differently. Rabbi Chanan learns that there's an isser for a kohen to go to a place where he may be exposed to tumah, even if it never gets tumah. And therefore, that isser, he suggests, maybe even applies to kahanim who are ubers, who are still in the womb of the mother. Other, the Shevet HaLevi, the Shas HaChuvah Shevet HaLevi, Chelik Beis, Simon Reish Hei, wants to say that the Shach, who's quoting the Rekeach, is speaking about a very specific situation. He's speaking about a situation where the mother is about to have the baby, and therefore the concern that the Shach is addressing is that since she's so close to having a child, we need to be concerned that maybe that child, maybe she's going to have a child, a kohen, and he's going to be in the oil mess. The question that comes up is that according to the Shach, as we quoted at the beginning of the shiur, it's clear that the Shach's reason for being lenient is based on a svek sveka. So the Paiskim discuss Bezman HaZeh, where women could take an ultrasound, and the ultrasound could identify the gender of the child, what would be the halacha? So some of the earlier tshuvas for him that discussed the Shaila, the Shas HaTshuvas Evan Yisrael, the Shas HaTshuvas Shevet HaLevi, seem to take the approach that we can't be sure that the ultrasound is going to be accurate. However, I did see that the Paiskim, Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita, Lahavda B'chaim L'chaim, Rebbe Yoshev, are of the opinion that since Bezman HaZeh, these tests have become so much more sophisticated and so much more accurate, indeed, the halacha is, chiddush, that a woman should take a pregnant wife of a kohen should indeed take this ultrasound test to determine the gender of her child. And if it's a kohen, she should avoid going to a cemetery, to a funeral chapel, and maybe even to the hospital, which we discussed in an earlier shiur on Masechta, where there's a concern that there may be people who are nifter. The Mishnah Berura in Simen Shin Mem Gimel, Sifkotten Gimel, says, Eishes Koyin, Shekar V'yumel Aledes, who's about to give birth, Meteres L'Kanes L'Katchil B'Oyla Meis, may go into a Oyla Meis, the Svek Sveku, and he quotes the Svek Sveku that we began our shir, Shema Yin the Keva, the Shema Yin Nefel. However, the Paiskim do say a number of important points, that certainly if a woman could choose a hospital, what is less of a concern of being exposed to a mace, she should preferably choose that hospital over going to a hospital where there's a greater concern. Of course, the Paiskim say that there is no halachic requirement that an Eishes Kohen should have a child only at home, where of course she could get better treatment in a hospital. If she could get better treatment in the hospital, she should go to the hospital for treatment and not have the baby, and that's not limit herself to having the baby at home. Once she does have the baby and she is in the hospital and there's a concern that there may be Jewish niftarim in the hospital, she should keep the door of her room closed, if at all possible. And furthermore, after the child is born, if he's a boy, so the halacha is, that's clear in our Gemara, that once a kohen is born, or any child is born, but a kohen has an iser to become tamei, his parents should try to avoid taking him to the hospital unless it's absolutely necessary.